This is the homily for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2026, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 7 to 10, the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. The homilist was Monsignor Bob Cannon.
What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of person? At the end of your life, how do you want to be remembered? It's an important question. I often reflect on that myself because, as a priest, you have many opportunities to do memorials and graveside prayers and things. And one of the easiest homilies that I can give for a person actually happens before the celebration, let's say, of the Mass. And if the person was a good person, if they were loving and kind and generous, thoughtful, concerned about their family members, before, and I may have never ever met the person, I have more than enough to proclaim at the memorial service or at that Mass for the individual, because that person touched those around them with God's gift of love. Everything else is extra in how we live our lives. And so what Isaiah does for us in the Old Testament reading today is he basically points out that our faith in God needs to lead to how we live, how we see the world, how we try to address issues and concerns. If someone's hungry, we'll give them bread. And he goes through, if there's injustice, avoid malicious speech, all different types of things in which we are called to be kind and generous. St. Paul, it's not obvious, but when he starts off in this reading that we have to the Corinthians, he basically says to them, I don't have anything to offer you other than what I have received from Jesus Christ and his wisdom. And it was through his person that Paul was known as the great evangelist to the Gentiles. His presence was convincing to those who heard him. Jesus goes on in the gospel today to say that our faith in him needs to be something that makes the world better, more lovely, more beautiful, more holy, more sanctified. And often, as you know, salt is used to purify and sanctify. It's one of those elements that we use to signify God's presence, God's goodness. Salt and light. One of the beautiful things about beautiful people is that when their love of God is genuine and true, that it's not like they've got a rheostat that they can turn up and turn down. It's just this continuous light about them that people can see and feel, which is the living presence of the Trinity within them that bursts forth. It can't be helped. And people see it and feel it. When I was studying in Rome, I made a trip to Mount Subiaco, and I was very interested in going there and seeing one of the monasteries of St. Benedict. And a monk was showing myself around, and a friend, and we're in the main church. It was a long time ago, so my memory is correct. We went by this sepulcher of a woman, and I didn't recognize the name, and I said to him, who is this? And he goes, oh, she's one of our saints. And I said, tell me the story about her. And he said, well, She lived not too far away from the monastery. She was a hermitess. And when she died, and this is the story that's attributed to her, it might be apocryphal, but it's very beautiful. He said the whole forest where her little hermitage was glowed. And we knew that something had happened to her because the whole forest was just aglow with a soft glow. And we went, and the monks at the time found her, and she had died. But what drew them was this glow of light. When he told me that story, it reminded me of a woman that was very kind to me growing up as a boy, and then into a man, and then eventually in seminary, and her name was Gertrude Hinkle. And Gertrude was known as the Black Widow of the parish. She married someone, poor guy died. Another guy married him, poor guy died. So she was up to her sixth husband, and Charles, who was this real, he was in his 70s when he married her, but they were a wonderful, wonderful couple. And every time I would come home from the seminary, you know, seminarians don't have a lot of money, but she'd come up and she'd hand me a 5 or a 10 and say, get something for yourself. She was so kind. When I was ordained a deacon, she had terrible knees. She could barely walk at the time. And she knelt through that whole service. I was just so moved the fact that she would go through that pain to be at my diaconate ordination. So it was Good Friday, and I was helping the pastor bring Holy Communion after the service. And I went to bring her communion, and she lived in a very simple trailer. And it was in a late afternoon, and I remember going in, and Mary, who was kind of a caretaker for her, said, "Oh, Deacon, she's just died." So I went into the little room in the trailer. And the sun was going down, and the curtains were just blowing, just the breeze very gently, and just the golden light for that sunset just shone over her. I tell you that story simply because the beauty of people that are good and kind and generous are memorable. We call them saints. Think of all the people in your own lives that you could look at them and see something of Christ, see something of God that drew you out even of maybe your own doldrums, your old problems or pain, and just by looking at them, you felt stronger. That's the kind of people, and I met so many others like that, that when I think of them, they fire me up. They remind me of who I'm supposed to be and who I'm called to be by Jesus Christ as a disciple of his in the world. But a time can be very dark. Well, we just need to be better lights for people that are walking in darkness. So today we have some wonderful readings that challenge us to be the very best people that we can be, to be kind in all ways, to be generous in all things, whatever we have. And in doing so, the light of Christ will be shown to the world. That's our call, to be those kind of people that bring his light, bring his love, his mercy, his kindness to those who are in need. And in that way, we bring forth the kingdom of God.